Hey, it's the Flash After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 3, Episode 10, called Borrowing Problems from the Future. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello. Thank you for this song selection, Tari.
Yeah. I mean, Yale gets most of the credit. I just repeated it.
Oh, no, this is Hollywood. Steal credit from women,
oh,
please.
I mean...
Have I taught you nothing?
Wow.
I did it. It was all me,
yeah,
no one else.
Right.
And it was the great choice. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Flash After Show. It's been a second. Good to see everybody.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be back.
Yeah, let's do some quick intros and we'll get to it. I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from JeffMasters1.
I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTeagiel. And I am in the chat with all of you. You've been talking for a long time, so I'm catching up. Calm down.
And I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J, TauriJay.
Fantastic. And as always, if you want to chat live with us, we do this around 9:10-ish, 9:15-ish Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday nights as soon as The Flash airs. So do that, please. And also, thank you for those comments on iTunes and YouTube. We love reading them, and they really help our ratings. They help other people find us. And that is just a joyful experience all around.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Let's get to it. It opens up. It's been a month since we last saw everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of changes. First off, they have a brand new apartment.
Yeah.
And then, as only something would ever happen on TV, the man in the relationship went and got the apartment and got it before showing to the female.
Yeah, it really bugs me. I'm like, no, sweetie, if you're going to pick a place for you to... You look at it together.
Yeah, and you make that decision.
But, like, if you found it and love it and think that she'll love it and surprise her with, like, I found this for us,
mm-hmm.
That's a romantic gesture.
Right. And assuming you love it, I have the lease here.
Right.
I completely agree. This is something that writers are writes.
I mean, though, they have known each other since childhood, so I'm sure he knows everything about her. He's like, she loves sconces, she loves hardwood floor, I'm a carpet guy, so we're gonna compromise by having a bunch of carpets and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like...
So many rugs.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
He's decorated
compromise,
for them
baby.
Yeah, I also am wondering how much that place costs. Right, because it's not just a beautiful, spacious loft. As we saw at the end of the episode, it's penthouse.
Yeah. Also, they have every West Elm trinket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know the whole time I was like, this is a TV show budget. This is not Barry Allen at the police force.
Or her. Like, she hasn't been to her job in weeks. She has not gotten to a job in weeks. I don't know what's gotten into me. I'm sorry.
Not to be, like, a jerk, but do we know if she still has that job? Because they literally have not mentioned it once.
Well, she did mention it.
Okay, so they literally mentioned it once.
Yes. It was mentioned that maybe I quit in the future. So I guess she still has it.
Okay, fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Other changes. Caitlin is dealing with her bracelets. Mm-hmm. They're malfunctioning. We find a fix for it later. But I didn't realize that these bracelets were kind of like a black and white night and day difference.
Yeah.
They stop functioning and she...
None of us are speaking properly. And her complaint was that she had to plug into the wall. But as we saw, she has a portable charger. I want to be like, girl, you got no problems. You have a portable charger.
It just reminds me when you're at the airport, everyone's like sitting against the wall with their phones plugged
yes.
in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, I don't know if you guys have had eye watches. But, like, they're so hard to remember. Wearables, man. So hard to remember to keep up.
I don't have an eye watch, but thank you for rubbing my face.
You're welcome. Man, I'm so rich. Guys, I have so much money, I can just buy 6 eye watches.
I bet you could afford that apartment.
Yeah, can you get us that apartment?
No.
I bet you
the three of us would be great.
I bet you could afford tickets to Star Labs Museum.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Dovetail. So they got this ready in the full month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, am I drawing a false correlation between the Star Labs Museum that Harrison Wells ran in Earth 2 and this one? Because he's not from Earth 2.
Right.
I was trying to figure out, like, what this is meaning, but I don't think it means anything, right? That there's that similarity.
Sorry.
The similarity, I don't believe, has much meaning. Like, you could assume that it's basically because they are literally the same person. I guess figuratively, since multiple Earths.
Yes.
But they are literally and figuratively the same person.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you would imagine that great minds think alike, and so he would have a similar idea. But also, it's just him trying to find a purpose and meaning in the group.
And give them a cover, which yeah. I think is, I think it's appreciated that he's trying to give them a cover. It's just a terrible cover.
A cover for being active in the building?
Yeah, and for what that building is doing, and also kind of for why the Flash is always seen running towards it.
Yeah.
No one's sniffing around, though.
No, but I mean, when we had Jay, I was like, what was his real name? Yeah. We had Jay, Teddy Sears' character, was there, and he was like, I figured it out. It wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
Because I think that if anyone thought about it, they would figure out that the Flash is coming from his home base, his Batcave is Star Labs.
Gotcha. Okay. And I was also surprised that they mentioned that they needed the income coming in.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad that they mentioned it.
Though.
Yes.
They really, like, skipped over. Like, every time they brought up money, he'd be like, yep, money's no object, or nah, don't think about it.
Absolutely. And it's very concerning that he actually said money's no object, and that they were like, this will give us an income, and we'll figure it out. And he was like, how did you afford this? And he's like, don't worry about it. It's very concerning that, especially now that we have the headline from the future that the museum will close. Like, you're not going to make that money back, sir.
Yeah.
We know that now.
I just feel like he keeps, like, proposing, like, building this wall and having Mexico pay for it. And I just, like, was, like, a little bit, like, surprised the whole time.
but it's going to happen.
Speaking of money, this is also the scene where Caitlin was, like, hitting at her bracelet. And I was like, this is the greatest mind in the building. And she's, like, kicking the vending machine to try to get her, like, candy bar out of it. Just, like, don't hit your wrist.
Yeah, girl.
Nobody else is bothered by that.
Don't you know you have to turn it off and turn it back on again?
Nobody suggested that.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't the problem. The problem was that she wasn't charging it.
Also, well,
hitting it won't help.
What?
She needs two?
Yes.
Can't she just, like, alternate and be like, all right, this one's charged and this one's dead. This one's dead and this one's charged. Charged and dead and charged and dead.
We have so many good suggestions.
I know. We should write for this show.
Absolutely. Tell me, Tari, is Plunder a big character from the comics?
Oh, Plunder.
Did we make Plunder up?
Plunder is handsome.
You want Plunder to plunder you.
I want Plunder to absolutely plunder me.
You want him to plunder you? Are you stopped up?
Plunder, though, has this magic gun. Plunder has the magic gun.
Thank you.
So he is from the comics. He's he's part of the Rogues Gallery.
A gallery? Is he an artist?
Yes. He's an artist of marksmanship.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Is he an artist of marksmanship, or is he just a thief?
In the comics, he's like an expert marksman, but also a thief.
Okay. Got it. Go on.
Yeah. And they gave him this whimsical fancy gun, which has, like, multiple settings, which I thought was really cool. Yes.
I was bothered by the gun that had all these settings.
Were you?
Yeah, because he didn't, like, switch settings or, like, change anything. Just it magically knew every time he shot what he wanted it to do.
Mm.
That was my problem with the gun. It was a really cool gun.
Yeah.
But it couldn't have been that this one gun could do all of these things.
Yeah.
It's one of the most high-tech pieces of equipment we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothered me that we didn't get even, like, a single line justifying how this person was able to build this gun and why he was using it to then rob banks.
Yeah, they even said he has a futuristic gun. Where did he get it?
Yeah.
How was it built?
Right.
How does it have both a giant gun, a giant bullety thing that, like, explodes, and then the littly ones that, have heat sensors that follow Barry,
mm-hmm.
and the, like, shockwavy?
And how does it do all of those? And they're as fast as Barry Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explain it, Tari.
Do you want me to explain it?
Please.
All right. Well, it's attached to a wearable. So essentially, he just has to think what it is, and it's already attuned to his brain pattern so that it can switch back and forth. That's why he didn't have to touch it that time. It was essentially aiming at Barry without him having it in his hands.
And where did he get it?
And he got it from the underground. Yeah. He got it from the underground market, or you could also assume that he potentially got it from, spoiler, in another show.
The Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
I will accept this.
Yes.
The thing that I...
Wait, we should just clarify that none of this is fact.
Everything I say is a fact.
Great. Everything he just said is...
everything I say is speculation.
Yeah.
It's an alternative fact.
Yes.
Well, real political tonight.
Girl, I'm going to be angry for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
When we flash forward to the future, just to jump ahead a bit, we saw Harrison Wells holding a gun. It looked to me like this was the gun we took from Plunder.
Oh.
Did it look like that to you guys?
It could have been.
Maybe.
It also makes sense as to how we now know how he gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll accept that.
So... When we had that sequence, did you guys think that Harrison being there was a new thing or just something that Barry hadn't noticed to begin with?
I think it's so bizarre that this is the thing that they said was new because it 100% could have been not something we noticed.
Yeah, I agree. I also thought it was odd that they were like, oh, there's someone up there. Yeah, he could have been there before, but you were busy.
Like, he was on the roof. How often do you look up at the roof?
Right. Yeah. This time you went looking to see what you could see.
Mm-hmm.
Last time you were there and went, oh my God, Iris is going to die.
Yeah. But the most suspicious thing about it was that Harrison, or I guess HR, didn't do anything to try to prevent Iris from dying. He had the gun. He, was looking through it. He stopped looking through it. And then Iris is murdered to death. So, it led me to believe that there was maybe a plan or something, but ultimately it just meant that he didn't shoot a gun.
Yeah, I was wondering why, there wasn't after she was dead, then he shot. You know, he missed the opportunity or the gun was too slow or something.
Right.
Holograms, too. They're not that high-tech yet, but, could this be, a red herring and it's not actually Iris? Or is Savitar just too smart for that?
Hmm.
You mean the Cisco hologram?
Kinda.
No, those were so crappy. I don't want to believe that in 4 months they could make one so realistic Savitar wouldn't know he was holding a fake body.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out how they're going to pull the wool over her eyes and be like, and this was what it was, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're not going to kill off Iris West. This is another fact.
Yes?
Tari, I have a question for you. Do you think that they would ever kill off Iris West?
I think they would.
I think that they would. I mean, Iris, if I remember correctly, Iris dies in the comics. Spoilers for the comics.
But if it's been published for more than 20 years.
Right.
You can't spoiler that.
Yeah. But I feel like, especially now, everyone really loves Iris, and so I don't think that, they would kill her permanently because she's such a beloved character, especially on this show.
I agree. I think it's very trendy. Yeah, what does chat say?
Sorry, the chat is talking about HR not shooting the gun, and the theory is that HR couldn't see Savitar because only speedsters can see him. That said, Cisco vibing there could see him, so your theories are wrong. Chat.
That's true. I just think that it's so trendy nowadays to kill off characters that you love. And yet, we're getting some backlash for that. And I think for a good reason, because why would you do that to your fans? Your fans have given you now 3 years of watching this show, and you want to reward them. You want to keep the show interesting, but I don't know that killing off, again, a beloved character, like you said, is the way.
Yeah. I think that this show opens the doors to killing off characters, just as all of the DC TV verse do, because of time travel. That, you can kill off a character, and we aren't going to be that worried.
Oh, you're saying because we could fix it.
Because we could fix it, or we could do something that ends up bringing them back.
Right.
Nod to Era.
Yes.
Okay. So, by show of hands, just kidding, for audio.
Yeah.
By show of a ticking of your hand, do you both are on the side of you think Iris will die?
I think that if she does die, it's not permanent. That's what I think. I think that a lot of shows now are killing off beloved characters, but are bringing them back in some way.
For this show and this season particular, do you think Iris will die in the way that we've seen it happen?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Tari?
Yes, I think so. But I agree with Yell that, like, it definitely isn't something that would be permanent.
Okay.
I think that, I think her dying it's something completely different than what we think it is. I think that there's going to be some big turn of events that, like, leads us to someplace else.
Mm. Oh. We do know. I know what you mean.
What do you think?
I think that she will not die in the way that we see. And I think that they've kind of set up in this episode that the entire next part of this season, since that's 4 months out, that's the rest of the season.
It's end of May, they said.
That's May 27th-ish, 23rd, excuse me. we're going to have like the season finale around then, although our calendars aren't the same as that, but it's fine. I think that they're setting it up that the entire mission of this season, the rest of it, is to change the events of the news ticker. And now we have these like four big bullet points to knock off.
Yeah.
And I think that it's going to lead up to saving Iris. And I think the entire season's pointing that way. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would let him fail.
I disagree.
Yeah,
I think seeing him fail would be the most interesting thing that they could do. I mean, he doesn't have to fail outright, and he doesn't have, like, and there could be a second piece of it. But, like, I think having them work this hard to accomplish something, kind of like what Wells was saying in the episode, that, like, sometimes you are the architect of your own fate. Like, well, I don't think he didn't say those words because that means something completely different. But essentially, the path that you take leads you where you've been trying to avoid. Like, history wants, or the future wants to happen.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see. It'll be fascinating to watch. I like that they've added in the addition of Wally to help, like, change things up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One, in terms of the future, but one, also for, like, the energy of the show.
Yeah, I really like having him there. It's really fun. Although Barry's behavior, So we've had so many episodes that have been discussing they're a team. They don't keep secrets. They are honest. They tell each other everything. They tell each other the truth. And yet here we are again dealing with this, with Barry keeping a secret and Caitlin keeping a secret. It's just so obnoxious.
I agree. Because we've also seen it before, and because it feels dumb, it's not that exciting to watch.
And, like, if they're going to be like, well, we have to tell them, and then at the end of the episode, tell everybody, except for Joe, like, we don't need that every time. You don't need to make the same mistakes over and over and over again.
That, if you're trying to save the day and ultimately save the future, Wally West is your greatest asset.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You need to team up with him. And also, the other trap that Barry keeps falling into is that he keeps secrets. He doesn't confide in anybody, and he keeps the burden on himself. So I was so happy when he, like, told the team this week, because I did not want another, like, season of keeping secrets from the team.
Yeah, but we still now have to deal with the fact that the team all knows and Joe doesn't.
Yeah, we'll get there. But at least now he has help.
Yeah.
What do you think, Tari?
I mean, I think you guys are right about the whole secret keeping. I mean, it also, it felt a little out of character, because, like, we have gone through all of these strides, but at the same time, I understand it, because it's so close to Barry's heart that, like, he feels like if he himself, like said in the intro, like, he feels like he's the only one who has the power to change the future. And it makes sense, because he's essentially created a number of different alternate timelines. So, like, feeling like he has that burden and not wanting to kind of share it with everyone else makes sense to me, but, like, it's still frustrating.
No, I totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally understand, like, why he would feel that way. I just feel like, as a TV show, as a show that has episode after episode going, we don't keep secrets from each other. We promise not to. We're always going to tell each other. We're just repeating ourselves. And it's annoying writing.
And we've also done it for other characters, be it the Killer Frost and like the Cisco's brother. Like these, there's like, it's a common trope in this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Yep.
A big thing that I think is really interesting is the that Caitlin went to Julian to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And then she invites him onto the team.
I think it was the right decision. It was absolutely not necessarily going to him for help, because who knows how much he can help. But like inviting him onto the team was absolutely the right decision. He knows metahumans. Yeah. He knows the secret now. He's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yay, Draco.
He's also like a clear mind who's not emotionally attached to like them and different like issues. So he can say like, actually, like we're talking about this, but this is what's actually happening.
He doesn't seem to be emotionally attached to anything. My last team was murdered by Savitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is something that I think this show did that was very smart and mm-hmm. unexpected and makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't see it coming.
Yeah. Plus Team Flash always needs at least one jerk on the team. So there's that.
Well, I would argue
New Cisco is a jerk.
No, New Cisco is gone.
No.
He's back to regular Cisco.
No, Harrison Wells said himself this episode, you're being mean.
Yeah, and HR is a jerk.
No.
Yes.
HR is everyone's like a jerk. He's a buffoon. He's not a like a malicious jerk.
I disagree.
Okay.
Cisco, no, I'm really sad because old Cisco I loved and I thought was the heart of the show, and New Cisco is mean.
He's only mean to HR, who deserves it.
He's mean to Barry.
He's a realist now. Before, he was an idealist. He's just had a change of, like, life philosophy, which makes sense because, you know, his family person died. His brother died.
His brother.
I will give him one more episode to grieve, but I need him to get over it.
He's, right. Okay. But first of all.
Okay.
No, sorry. Grieving. There is no timeline on grieving. Secondly, his behavior is not grieving. His behavior is different. He can grieve as long as he needs.
I agree with you in real life. And I would tell any friend that. But when it's writers who are writing something for my personal enjoyment, I would change that.
I don't want to argue about how these characters are written to be human. And so you guys hate how human they are. But like...
I don't.
But you do. Like, you guys are like, repeating the same.
Okay, but on TV, things are different. It's like when CSI shoots the serial killer, and he goes, oh my god, I've been shot. Here's another monologue about three more secrets that I should have told you. Goodbye, I'm now dying.
Yes, that's how everyone dies.
You think the CSI teams are the ones shooting serial killers?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Clearly does not watch SVU.
I've seen like three episodes.
Okay.
But I know this to be true. Again, it's a fact. These things have to happen for TV.
Right. But circling back to Julian joining the team,
mm-hmm.
I really like it. I liked the idea, or at least how Caitlin presented it, in that they're all basically like, they're all a support group
because
they've all suffered through tragedy. And, like, he's been doing this alone for a long time. And so, like, the fact that she was able to bring them into their, like, little orphan square was really nice. And I thought a really good way of going about it. I mean, he's not, like, a biologist or, like a tech guy. So the wristbands were just an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I love that he's on the team now because he brings another dynamic.
Yeah, Boo in the chat says, Julian is like Harry from Earth 2. Yeah, I see you change your name. I'm still calling you Boo. Romeo says, Julian has no emotion like Kristen Stewart. Cameron says, Julian and Snow all day. I think that's a new ship.
Is it leaning that way?
Yes, and I like it.
No.
I like it a lot. I'm a big fan.
Did you feel that vibe, Tari?
No.
Did you not feel it, or did you not want it?
I don't want it. Uh-huh.
But you felt it.
Yes, but like everyone feels like they Caitlin has like chemistry with people because she's just a really nice girl.
I agree. And I think, like, we're talking again about the differences between real life and TV. Unfortunately, we've been trained that when we see a male and a female on screen alone and there is a 3-second look, then we think, oh, shit, they're going to get married.
It's cute that you think that, because I could have sworn while we were watching, I shipped Wally and Barry. Did mm-hmm. I not? Did I not ship them?
Yeah.
So it's not just when we see...
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not just when we see a male and a female together.
Okay, I know, but we know their sexuality.
We don't.
We know Barry's sexuality.
We don't.
We know that they're brothers. How about that?
Yeah.
He clearly doesn't care.
Yes. He was dating Violet Bee.
It doesn't matter that they're both together, or both taken, regardless. Right. Kyle Kent says Julian will betray them. Mystic Lightning says Julian is better than Draco. A lot of people are not happy with the Julian Snow.
Going back to that betrayal comment from the chat, is he still alchemy? How does that work?
Not if he takes his pills, I think.
He has pills for it?
Well, he was taking pills because he has insomnia. And I think that if he's stuck on his pills, then he can't be taken advantage of. Also, he can't be taken advantage of because Savitar is gone.
Yes, that is correct.
But also he's taking his pills. So maybe when Savitar returns.
Interesting. Yeah. I just didn't know how that would work. I guess keep your enemies closer, right?
Somebody does not like my shipping. Godspeed Knight says, what the actual F, y'all? Me shipping Wally and Barry.
That's funny. Do we think that Julian will be a permanent addition?
I would really like that. I think that would be a fun addition to the team. Somebody, I lost it, said that he's like Harry from Earth 2.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a really cute way to keep him there. Especially once we get rid of HR.
Do you by permanent, do you mean like series regular or permanent as in like the way that Pied Piper is part of the team?
I mean it in a series regular sense.
Okay. I mean, I could see it. I would like that. I mean, I like the actor. I just hope that they continue to utilize him in a good way.
Yeah.
That is what I'm curious about and want to see.
Yeah.
I want him to be a productive member of the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want him to be just there. Sometimes I get mad at the writing when Iris is just there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she is an amazing, like, strong, smart character. Like, put her to good use.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, I think it'd be, like you said, a welcome addition. And I think that the shows in their third and fourth seasons, they need these like changes of energies to add scenes. So yeah, I'm excited for that. Definitely. Yeah. The museum opens.
Yeah.
It's a no-go. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Sisko saves the day though. They have another opening and he calls in school. It's fine. We know that in the future it's possibly will close.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly not. I don't know. I'm a little bit curious, like, why this storyline's happening, if it does close.
I think maybe we see that it doesn't. Maybe then they change it. It's saved.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No?
No.
But do you care about Olga?
No. I don't understand that at all.
I don't either. I thought they were going to tell us that she was a robot, to be honest.
That would be interesting.
Shield?
I mean, I hope she ends up being
on Agents of Shield.
Yeah, LMDs. I would like it if she became a weird love interest for Sisko, just because I want the hashtag Siskolga.
I do like that hashtag.
I ship it. Zooming ahead a bit, I thought they were like they were saying like first date. You don't kill somebody. I thought they were like leaning towards a date for a Sisko in the next episode.
Well, I think we'll get to that.
Okay, I'll stop talking.
Yeah, I just don't want to ruin it for people who maybe didn't see the promo because they chose not to.
I literally could care less.
We're not going to spoil. Should we wait,
Dad? So you can care less, so you care a good amount?
Kyle Kent says, what if Iris is pregnant? I'm just changing the subject now.
Oh, I don't know.
Do know that they get down. They've been getting down all week.
Yeah, for 3 days in a row.
Dang,
girl.
All right, tell me about the rhyme that Sisko and Harris
Sombal
shared.
What was that? Did you write it?
Patience unties the knot And then there's another line that the other guy finished.
You skipped the first line. You have just the middle line.
I have, was there three lines? Hey. Yes,
four.
Was it?
Yeah.
I have a single line. Do you have
it? No.
Line.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to take it out to the chat. Hey, chat. What do you guys know what that was from? You know, yeah. When we had that nice touching moment between Cisco and HR where, you know, about untying a knot and
patience
and all that stuff.
Yep. Taking it to the chat.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Let us know what that is. I just was waiting for like an explanation. I also...
Sorry, the chat is talking about Iris and Barry getting down. And I feel like these things should be said.
Let's hear it.
McIntosh Harrington says, he is the fastest man alive, wink. And Godspeed Knight says, Barry, a.k.a. the human vibrator. Good. Needed to be said, guys.
Hilarious. Let's jump to where they take down Plunder. I thought it was a really nice show of support to Wally that, like, we're taking you on. I did not think it was the proper timing when they're mid-chase for him to say, I need you to do this to change the timeline.
Yeah, I kind of wish before they started, when he was like, you have to do it, he would have been like, here's why. But apparently he went, you have to do this. And him going, okay. And then I'm going, I can't. That's right. What happened. I'm narrating.
Oh, that was good.
I just would have liked it if he was like, if Barry would have at the beginning been like, you need to do this because.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. I would have liked it to, if it was a parallel to when Barry was training and like now he's giving the pep talks. That would have been really interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a problem with them stopping to chat, mostly because, as pointed out earlier in the episode, they're speedsters, whatever. Like, they have all the time in the world. They could have, like, sat down for coffee and then ran to catch him.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I thought that the fight, though, where Barry phases himself through the wall.
Oh, yeah.
That was an awesome effect.
I loved that. And I loved that they were like, this is how you solve this problem.
Yeah.
Because I also was like, what is... Water? Does he jump into water? Is that it?
It's like bees.
Yeah, I thought of bees.
I also love the addition of using people in the crowd's cell phone videos as footage, like on the news screens. Mm-hmm. Like that's a really awesome modern touch.
Mm-hmm.
Very well done. So the headlines that we're looking out for the future:
mm-hmm.
Gorillas attack the city.
Is that Grodd?
Yeah. Okay. But also, though, it's got to be Grodd in my mind. But also, they said previously that we will be traveling to Gorilla City this season. As of now, it seems I'm not entirely sure how that'll fit in.
Mm.
Although maybe that was announced, I think, last year or last summer. It could have been changed.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
I have no problem with them changing it.
Yeah. I mean, we saw a little bit of Gorilla City when they dropped Grodd off there. I mean, if there is a whole gorilla attack, then we would have to imagine that he comes back somehow.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we go and get him.
Maybe. Like a king shark versus Grodd down.
Oh my God, my dreams. King shark.
It's like it's made by the people who made Sharknado.
Yeah. I'm sure the VFX people are like cringing at that thought, being like, I want to see my family.
That's very funny. Other headlines, museum closes. We said that. Joe West gets honored.
Mm-hmm. I hope they're like, we got to change this one. This one must be important.
What if Barry gets wind of it at the police station that like they're maybe going to honor him? And he's like, yo, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
He's been stealing money.
Yeah. I just love that, like, of the headlines, they were like, we gotta do this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. Because that seems like easy to do.
Yeah.
Easy to fix.
Yeah. We were talking about Harrison Wells and being from other planets and being weird. I think that it's most successful when it's things like, for housewarmings, we give reptiles.
I love that.
Little small things like that is so fun to watch.
I really like the differences, the fun stuff.
Yeah, I agree. And then...
Ooh, sorry. Kyle Kent in the chat says, honored? Maybe he's dead. Oh. That we did not think of.
That's a great point.
Absolutely. Thank you, sound effects. Yeah, so we now got to keep him alive.
Oh, no.
But not honored.
Right.
You can't kill two. Yes. You can't kill two Wests in a season.
I think you can. You could kill three.
That's true. Just get all of the West family. Wally, Iris, Joe. Bring Wally's mom back from another dimension and then kill her as well.
Is that an official prediction?
Yes.
Wow, that's something we definitely got to look for.
Yeah, Witchy Mama says, what if he's getting honored because he was killed in action?
Wow.
Mm.
Ooh.
And then before we jump to predictions, two other things you got to mention. The fact that we now have the new snowflake necklace for Caitlyn Snow.
Yeah. The solar-powered snowflake.
Yes, exactly.
That accessory goes with everything.
It will, yes. And you can get yours today at Forever 21, our sponsor. and then, oh, Harrison performed that lovely toast of a marriage ceremony at their housewarming.
Yes.
Saying that the perfect couple.
Aww. Yeah, because he asked himself to say a few words.
I know, I love that.
That was so HR.
Oh, yeah.
Predictions. There is the female we see.
Yes. There it is. I was like, we can't start.
I had to
shake
my hand. It was the whole thing.
So we see the female come from, I believe they said Harrison Wells' Earth.
Yeah. So it sounds like HR is a fugitive from her Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And she is taking on Cisco.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a vibe off, as I've written in my notes. Vibe off!
Yes.
Yes.
I, first of all, love her. I don't know who she is, but I love her already.
Mm-hmm. She is very pretty. She has cute, adorable, like freckles and things.
Yes, I did notice
anything
that.
About the plot of the episode we can discuss.
I think Cisco's going to fall for those freckles.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But she's adorable.
Yes. I feel like there's a chance that I feel like there's a chance that she could also not directly be from Harrison's Earth.
Mm.
Just a Earth that found a Harrison. And so she's like, I got to take this guy back. So that could be, like, it could be just a whimsical misunderstanding. I have a bonkers theory for the season.
Ooh.
Now that we've seen HR on the roof of that future scene, I think that there's going to be a bigger twist that, like, instead of her, what we see is Iris being stabbed, but she was actually shot by HR.
Mm.
And it's a whole, like, misdirect.
Didn't we see the Savitar's, like, nail or sword going through her body, though?
Yes.
Yeah, but it could be, bullets go through bodies, bruh.
No, I don't think they do.
I would say that maybe Savitar is a hologram.
Yes. Savitar's the hologram.
Yeah.
And then HR, uses it to shoot her. And Barry thinks it's Savitar.
Why don't they just take Iris to Gorilla City, drop her off for a week or the next 4 months?
Mm.
That'll change the timeline.
That's true.
Oh, and then it'll become the new King Kong movie.
Ooh, Skull Island.
I would say that
in theaters.
There, on another show that aired recently, there was a prophecy of someone dying. And to avoid this death, they did everything they could to not be in the place where it happens, and then turn out to be exactly in the place where it happened.
Ah, yes. I remember this.
The show was called The Librarians. And
self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, so I think that by taking Iris somewhere else... Nice. Thank you, Alexis in the booth. I think by taking Iris out, we will somehow end up with her being just exactly where she has to be.
Probably.
Because that's how it happens.
Right. I mean, Savitar is basically as fast as light.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, no matter where she is, I guess he could find her.
Yeah.
And bring her to that spot and be like, boom, I'm going to kill her. I'm Savitar.
Is that how he talks?
That is.
I loved your impression.
Thank you.
That's great.
Any other specific predictions y'all want to share?
I predict that I was right that HR is evil and that we shouldn't have trusted him. Because I've been saying that all season.
I don't know if he's evil or not, but I know that there's a big question mark on his face. So I'm hoping that the girl next week clears some things up.
She's hot. also that.
Anything from you, Tari?
Nah, I think I've dropped enough bananas things.
Bananas. For one
day. Yeah, I've dropped enough bananas. Why don't you guys slip on that?
Ooh, Siva in the chat says maybe Iris should be sent to Earth too. Emma Frost says let's put Iris with Rip on Legends of Tomorrow. I really like Romeo says hipsters are evil. I really like all of these ideas.
Cool. And yeah. We would love to hear from you guys throughout the week as well. Thank you for contributing. Yael, where can the good people find you till next time?
The good people can find me at Yael Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L. And on after shows here, such as Switched at Birth, which is coming back next week, I believe. And Grimm for the final season. And on my podcast, Intimate Interrogations. It's free on iTunes and Stitcher. Sometimes it is filthy. Sometimes it is not.
And I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J, T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y. And I am also here at AfterBuzz TV at assorted stuff like the DC Slate, Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, and also Grimm.
Amazing, thank you. And I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from at JeffMasters1. I do the Fosters After Show, and I host a weekly interview podcast called LGBTQ&A, where you get to know different members of the queer community. And Tiana Hobson will be back as well next week. We'll see you then. Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.